This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Several exhibits in Cincinnati are highlighting the work of local Asian American artists for AAPI Heritage Month. The subject matter explores issues of heritage, immigration, and social justice, among others. The two curators for the exhibits have brought together more than a dozen artists for the month of May. Joining me now to discuss these exhibits and the contributions of local AAPI artists are artist and part-time faculty of art history at Northern Kentucky University's School of the Arts Art and Design Program, Yuling Huang. Welcome, Yuling.
Thank you, Lucy. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you here. And SOS Art organizer, founder, and artist, Saad Gozen. Thank you for being here, Saad.
Thank you so much, May. Thanks.
You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk at wvxu.org. Saad, you both have been putting together art exhibitions for AAPI Heritage Month. You also have been organizing a celebratory art event. Tell us about the event.
Well, it's an event that will take place this Saturday, 2 days, at Mount Auburn Presbyterian Church. And really, it was the opportunity, and it still be the opportunity to give voice to AAPI artists from Greater Cincinnati, to celebrate first their voice, but also to celebrate their cultural heritage and its richness, diversity, and also to share it with Cincinnati citizens and to show their contribution to the community.
Ah, and this celebration, as you mentioned, will be May 27th, this Saturday. How long will the artwork be exhibited after that event?
It will be exhibited until June 11, with gallery hours Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 5 and by appointment.
Okay, so plenty of opportunity to see this artwork. Great. Yuling, Your Voices and Visions has two locations, as
yes.
I understand, the Walnut Hills Branch Public Library and the Contemporary Arts Center Community Gallery. What are the messages your exhibit is really working to convey?
Yeah, this exhibition is organized to celebrate the creativity and achievements of Asian American and Pacific Islander artists in our region. And we have total about 10 artists from six different cultural heritage. And share their wonderful artworks and pay tribute to their artistic tradition.
Well, you mentioned 10 artists from six different cultural heritages. Mm-hmm. How important was it to you to include such a range of perspectives?
Because AAPI community is a diverse community. Basically, AAPI consists more than 50 ethnic groups, and speaking more than 100 languages. Of course, the exhibition include only a few of cultural heritage. So, but the purpose is to show the diversity of AAPI culture and communities.
Wonderful. And Saad, how many artists are involved in your exhibition?
Well, there are 17 artists, and different from Yuling's exhibit, we opted to focus on Asian American artists of East Asian, Southeast Asian, and Pacific Islanders descent. And this kind of like to foster a more homogeneous cultural exchange. And the 17th are from different backgrounds. And you asked me earlier about the celebratory event. On Saturday, in addition to the exhibit, there will be a panel discussions on being Asian American in Cincinnati. There will be poetry readings by Asian American performers. There will be presentation by the 17 artists who can be there. And also there will be performances by different Asian American artists, including music, dance, songs and video.
A lot to enjoy Saturday, but also plenty of opportunities to check out that art if you miss Saturday's event. Saad, I don't want to ask you to pick favorites because that would be mean, but can you describe the work of a couple of the artists people could expect to see in your exhibit?
Yeah, actually, you know, the styles and the content are very different. For instance, you know, Yuling, who's here with us, is participating in this exhibit. And Yuling's beautiful paintings deal with refugees. You know, as she told me, her father himself was a refugee, and they're really very touching. And she focuses on refugees from Syria. You know, another artist from Korea, Jumi Chung, didn't really deal with that aspect, you know, of identity of being Korean, American, but more on a general issue about news and what's hidden behind news, what's revealed by news, the fake news, and it's very important. But many artists dealt with the identity of being, you know, Asian American and how they are inserted in the society, how they try to assimilate with it, and the problem they encounter. It's a very diverse but very powerful and touching exhibit.
Yeah. Well, Yuling, you touch both exhibits here then. I didn't realize that your art was going to be part of Saad's exhibit. As an artist, talk about what you are trying to communicate through the art that you have on exhibition with Saad's exhibit.
First, I'd like to mention the reason I thought about for organize this exhibition called Voice and Vision, Expression by Cincinnati Asian American Artists. I had this idea in the beginning of the COVID pandemic, when many of us, many of AIPI members, felt misunderstood or even mistreated by the society. So as a curator, artist, and teacher, I thought to myself, what could I do to help with this situation? So the answer is to organize an exhibition. So and during the promoting process, I have people commenting that, AAPI communities are quite a group. So I thought, well, maybe I think the main reason is because most of the time we are invisible to the society. But during a difficult time like the pandemic, we become very visible. We even become the scapegoats of our problem. Mm. So I think I want to organize an exhibition to not only show these excellent artists' work, but also to remind people AAPI contribution to our society. So
this is a way to kind of make a little noise.
Make a voice.
Yeah.
Make a voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was very fortunate that Saad inviting me to his celebratory event. And I really admire Saad. He has done so many things to the community. So I'm very honored to be in his event.
Mm. Thank you, Yuling.
Well, Yuling, I want to circle back to the comments you made about how this idea came to you at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. When, I mean, AAPI people were being targeted in terms of violence and angry words and sometimes angry acts. Tell us a little bit more about how you kind of internalized that, what that meant to you, and how you felt like this art could kind of break through some of that.
You know, I've been in this country for more than 30 years, or 35 years. And I never felt so strongly being either obviously, consciously, unconsciously by people that around me. So it's during the pandemic time, I feel very strong. I thought, well, that's why I thought I need to do something. But I am an artist. The most thing I'm familiar with is to organize exhibition. Hopefully through their message or through this beautiful artist's work, I can remind people, hey, we are part of a society and we have been contributing member of American society in the early U.S. history. And we brought talents, knowledge to enrich our cultures. And we contribute labors and know-hows to build our nation. So this need to be reminded. I think our heritage teaches to fit in, to be modest, to not to cause trouble to others, but that we cannot deny or ignore that AAPI members' contribution. We are integral part of our society. So, but the reason a lot of time we've been being invisible because our voice are unnoticed, and sometimes our contribution are relatively unknown. For example, the Chinese railroad worker in the 19th century, I don't think many Americans know about how hard they work, how much difficulty they overcome in order to build this beautiful railroad in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So my little contribution that I can do is to organize an exhibition and show Cincinnatian this beautiful work by our artists and hopefully remind them we contribute to every aspect of American life as AAPI members.
That's beautiful. I want to remind our listeners we're talking about two art exhibitions for AAPI Heritage Month. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk@wvxu.org. Saad, tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that both of these exhibitions really also address the immigrant experience in the United States. How does your exhibition kind of address that, and how will your panel discussions discuss that or address that piece of the experience?
You know, first of all, what really prompted the exhibit and why did SOS Art want to do it? You know, our mission with SOS Art is really to give voice to everyone equally and to strengthen the voice, because really once you share someone's voice, this person's voice gets stronger and can be heard, and there will be more dialogue, more acceptance, less discrimination. And this was really kind of like the reason we do it. Now, through the program, we looked at the different aspects that could really celebrate the artistic voice of Asian Americans through poetry, through visual art, through performances. But you also wanted to include kind of like at the beginning, a way to set the tone. And this was the panel. So in the panel, it's going to consist of three parts. One part is speaking about, how civic and cultural organizations in Cincinnati are helping bridging a little bit the gap between the Asian Americans and the, Cincinnati society, and how they share the Asian American cultural heritage. And J.P. Leung from the AACAC and from the Asianati will be addressing this part. The second part was interesting, as you are saying, kind of like for immigrants who come here, and especially for Chinese, what is the importance of food in trying to connect them to the local community? And this is being addressed by a Chinese American, Anne Wong. And then the third part is going to be about the role of Asian American Cincinnati artists in being inserted in the society, contributing to the society. And actually, Yuling is going to be also served on this particular panel to share her experience.
I can understand why you would want to have Yuling on the panel based on this interview and how it's going so far. Yuling, how can art be a gateway to understanding other people and their perspectives and their heritage? How do you see it helping make that connection?
I think art is an essence of everything in people's life. So an artist using art to express their feeling, their emotion, their experience, whether negative or positive. So art encompasses every feeling, emotion. So it's a reflection of our society. So that's why I think art are always a powerful tool to convey our message. So I think using art to convey the idea of everyone need to be heard. Everyone has a voice and everyone need to be heard. But an art is a powerful tool to convey that.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. And, the one thing I kind of like not really add, but to clarify, I really feel that frequently what's important with art is the artist themselves. Because kind of like art is for the sake of the artist. It's really what makes the artist get stronger, bigger. And if the artists get stronger, their voice are going to get stronger and they can really be shared with others. So it's a ripple effect. And we need to give opportunities initially to the artists to be able to say what's inside them and mm-hmm. connect with them. And once we do it, we'll change the world. We'll make it the better world.
So it's kind of a megaphone. It kind of amplifies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What role do you think art can play, if any, Saad, in bridging the divide that we're seeing in our country these days, not just when it comes to people from AAPI heritage, but there's so much division and anger in our country. What role can art play in that?
First of all, you know, art empowers the artist. But the second thing that doing art, seeing art, etc., creates a change in the brain of individuals that makes them less judgmental, more tolerant, more accepting. And there are a lot of studies, medical studies using functional MRI with the brain, and also social studies that showed that people being engaged in art, participating in art, doing it or participating in it, develop a different attitude, becomes more receptive. Now, frequently, the other thing that we need to work also early with kids, you know, with art, because this is really when we can make a change in basic values. But art is powerful. And we all remember having seen a piece that stays with us forever, that creates, you know, ideas in us and so on.
What do you think, Yuling? What role can art play in kind of helping us bridge this divide that we have in our nation right now?
Create conversation. create conversation between different in society. And so the conversation that can generate mutual understanding, mutual support to each other, I think that's very important. And I see art, being an artist, I also see really art really create this the channel, this venue for people to convey their message. Even people feel powerless, they can use art to convey their message. So I think organize the exhibition, come to the reason I organize this exhibition is I really want to use art as a powerful tool to create a conversation, create mutual understanding, mutual support to each of us in the society.
Well, and Yuling, I didn't give you an opportunity to talk about one or two of the artists who are going to be featured in your exhibition and the kinds of messages that they're trying to communicate.
Yeah, we have 10 artists. I mentioned earlier, 10 artists. I really like to mention all their names briefly. Is that okay?
If we have time, we'll see.
Okay. All right, so we have wonderful sculptor Tom Zichia and a ceramics artist Jaewon Lee and Priya Rama and Radha Lakshmi, Yu Xing Kang, John Lazendor, Emily Momohara, Setsuko Lucross, Carl Fan, and myself. And all these, their work show the intersectional experience as an Asian American, as an immigrant artist, and as a creative individual. And their work kind of border two cultures, you know, their cultural heritage, and also their lived experience in the United States. So very interesting works. I hope our listener can get this opportunity to really to look at the art and see the similarity, the differences, the nuance of their work, and see how much you see is you can recognize from our own culture and how much you cannot recognize, but you learn from the cultural heritage those work trying to convey. So we have two more days for the Warner Hill Library show, and so hopefully listener can take the opportunity. And the Contemporary Art Center show continue to June 18th. I hope our listener can take the opportunity to look at those work, beautiful works.
Wonderful. Well, and you can find more information about both these exhibits on our website, wvxu.org. I've been talking with artist and part-time faculty of art history at Northern Kentucky University's School of the Arts Art and Design Program, Yuling Huang, and SOS Art organizer, founder, and artist, Saad Gozin. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you, Lucy, so much.
Thank you so much.
It's an honor to be here.
Stay with us. This is Cincinnati Edition.